news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is taking some well-deserved R&R time, rest and relaxation, taking a few days off, so I'll be with you for the next few days, and I thank you for welcoming me. I feel so special to be in this catbird seat. On the other side of the glass, we have the great Rob Center, who is producing this little fiasco that we call WKOK Sunrise. Sometimes it's a sinking ship, but today it's floating quite nicely, so I thank you, Rob. We have Matt Catrullo over in the newsroom keeping me up to date on what's going on outside of these four walls that I'm in, and inside these four walls, through the magic of technology and on the phone, we have the great Dr. Matt Rosu. He's the head of the Sigmund Weiss School of Business at Susquehanna University, a poker expert and knowledgeable on how human behavior affects businesses, and that's what we're going to talk about today. How are we doing today, Mr. Rosu?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, it's always a pleasure to have you. I've never actually had the pleasure of speaking to you myself, but I have cut up quite a few interviews of yours, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say this morning. So we're talking about the government shutdown. It seems to be the big topic du jour of 2019 so far. So real quick, let's just start off. What are the impacts of this U.S. government shutdown that regular people can really identify with?
Well, I mean, if you're working for the government, and I do know some people who have jobs where the incomes are stalled, right? You're right now going without a paycheck, and that's the biggest thing. If you're not and you're in this area, the impact could seem pretty minimal at first, but there certainly could be, if this goes on, there will be broader impacts for the economy.
Okay, and what could be those broader impacts in the economy?
I mean, I think the biggest issue with this right now is there's a fair amount of uncertainty in terms of how long it might last, which is causing those who may go without paychecks for a while, or those who rely on government contracts, those who work with the government, to start to question their spending. And if these entities are not spending as much at the moment, right? And it makes sense. So if you're a family that is not receiving a paycheck right now, you're not going out to eat as often.
Right.
You're perhaps spending less on groceries. That has an impact on the grocery store, the local Dollar Generals, the restaurants in the area, and all of those places would see a slight downtick in business, which means the workers there might have slightly fewer hours, and it generally could lead to a little bit of an economic slowdown, and entities are already starting to talk about the fact that there's going to be a GDP reduction due to the shutdown if it starts to carry on much more.
Oh, wow. So then we're talking about somewhat of a domino effect of it's going to affect what people spend, and then how businesses go about spreading out hours and paying their employees. But what about something that's kind of like a phantom indicator when it comes to the economy, such as like the stock market? Like, what does this shutdown now, like if you look ahead 6 months or so, how does this affect the stock market going forward?
It's a great question. I don't think the shutdown will have too much of an impact on the market if the shutdown ends soon. Right now, like ratings agencies are saying, if the shutdown were to end soon, the impact on gross domestic product would be pretty minimal. So 6 months from now, what would be the impact on the stock market? It would be pretty small. That said, a number of companies in the stock market, they deal with consumer services. So you would expect some companies to take a hit, as well as uncertainty is always bad for business. It's tougher to make investments if you are a firm, if you don't know what the next 6 months brings. So that also could be bad for some of these companies. So a lot of it really depends on just how long this shutdown is going to last. If it ends soon, I wouldn't expect much of an impact on the stock market, although that doesn't necessarily mean we can predict where the market's going to be 6 months from now, as the last year or two have shown us.
Right. You can't really ever tell, right? So why are, so then stock market investments, that whole type of thing, why are investments for retirees going down then?
There's a multitude of reasons on the market. There are some who thought that at its peak it was a little bit overvalued. If you look from the day Donald Trump was inaugurated until its peak, the stock market went up pretty dramatically in just over 2 years at a pace that really over the long term wouldn't be sustainable. And if it were sustainable, everybody could get incredibly rich by just putting money in the stock market and doing nothing. So over the past 2 years, 2 years and 3 months or so, the stock market's up maybe, I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but I think it was from around 17,000, 18,000 to its current point in the, 23,000, 24,000 over 2 years and some change. That's a pretty decent return over the last couple of years. So the biggest thing that I would recommend for anybody in the stock market is, first of all, individual stocks are much more risky than buying just a tracking fund of, say, the S&P 500 or even a broader mutual fund of stocks, and then buy it and don't look at it. It's much easier, though, if you have a longer-term time horizon. It's the market's going to go increase from time to time. It's going to decrease from time to time. Most investment professionals would say if you just look at the last 100 years over any 5, 10, 20-year period, it's done quite well. But you could lose money in a few months, so it's not meant for the money that you might be saving to use in, say, 2 or 3 months.
Right. We're speaking with Matt Rosu. He's the head of Sigmund Wise School of Business at Susquehanna University, and a poker expert. And I'm going to touch on this because it sounds to me throughout the course of this conversation that you're saying that we can look at indicators that kind of give us an idea of what we're looking at in terms of which way the economy is going to go. But a lot of times it's like a weather forecaster or like a meteorologist trying to figure out which way the wind's going to blow. So poker being kind of the same kind of thing where you learn how to play poker, there are techniques and there are skills involved, but at the end of the day, it's a luck of the draw situation. Is the stock market the same type of thing?
That's a good, it's a good comparison, and there's certainly something, there are some traits in terms of thinking through analysis of stocks and analysis of a poker hand that might be similar in terms of kind of judging what are the expected returns, what's the expected risk, is it worth putting money into this. And in fact, some stock companies, there's a group called Susquehanna Trading that has really put poker analysis as part of their training program for their traders. So there is some of that. I think for most investors, myself included, I think the best thing is not necessarily to try to guess how the market's going to do in any particular point in time. It sounds, the advice I'm going to say sounds boring, but it's just put a little bit of money away every month or every couple of months, or if you have an employer matching fund, that's just the easiest, where the employer takes it, they put it into the 401k or 403b for you. And then don't think about it. You can kind of go crazy worrying about how the market might do any 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, or you can all of a sudden think you're brilliant if the market goes up 20-30% in a particular point in time. A lot of that is really wasted energy for, I'd say, 99% of the population. Just put your money in and don't worry about it. If you're getting closer to retirement where you need the money, or if you're saving, say, to buy a house, the stock market may not be the right thing at that point in time. It might be better to go to an investment that doesn't carry a risk of dropping, say, 20% at any given point in time. But the way that I invest in the market is actually much more boring than the way that I play poker. So.
But basically what you're saying is that the stock market is not something you should rely on ever.
I disagree with that. I would rely, I think relying on it for environment funds, or I'm sorry, retirement funds is a great strategy. Hmm. The biggest thing to understand with the stock market is how soon do you need the money, the short-term time horizon versus the long-term time horizon. if you are 10 years out or 20 years out from retirement, the stock market, most financial professionals would say the stock market would be a great place to keep money. If you're a year away, then it's a little bit riskier. It could be great, but you know, in the next year, it might drop. In the next 10 years, most investment professionals would be very surprised if the stock market is lower than it is today.
Great advice from Matt Rosu. So we're going to let you go in 1 minute, but one last thing, being a businessman a teacher of business and whatnot, how is our local economy faring right now? How is it going as a whole?
Overall, things seem to be going great. Once again, the bigger issue seems to be for firms, being able to acquire good talent. And you see this in a lot of places. When I was out over the weekend running errands and running around, I noticed a lot of help wanted signs at our local firms, which says it's a great time to be a worker, and it's a tougher time for firms to be able to attract good talent. And that makes sense given the unemployment rate is so low at the moment.
Matt Rosu, thank you so much for your time. As always, we thoroughly appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.